This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Myanmar on Saturday to denounce this week's military coup, and the government moved to cut off the country's internet after blocking major social media platforms. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
The Myanmar military shut down the internet in the country on Saturday as thousands of people protested in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. It was the biggest street demonstration seen yet since this week's coup. As the protests swelled, witnesses reported a shutdown of mobile data services and Wi-Fi. Earlier, the military ordered mobile operators and internet providers to block access to Twitter and Instagram. A temporary ban had already been put on Facebook, which counts half of the country's 54 million population as users. Before the shutdown, hashtag Save Myanmar and hashtag Respect Our Votes were trending, and many were using the platform to voice their opposition to the military coup.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Over 1,000 people continued their protest against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, gathering near his official residence in Jerusalem to demand his resignation. At Saturday's demonstrations, some carried giant inflatable submarines, alluding to a $2 billion purchase of German submarines that critics allege Netanyahu was implicated in. Others held a large green inflatable virus and signs reading "Prime Minister." The protesters have been demonstrating each week for more than 7 months, saying that Netanyahu should step down because of his corruption trial and what they say is his mismanagement of the country's coronavirus crisis.